بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحسن المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباد الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي الدعيات لله وصلوات وطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات صلوات طيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات وطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله صلوات لله زاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله صلوات طيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. We have begun the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wali. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the helper, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian. And you'll find many of the sifat attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just have the English translation, but the amount of depth. And that too, as Ghazali rahimullah says, no matter how much we can understand of the name, attribute, and the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is beyond that. Allah is much more than that. Whatever we might hear or read or understand, whatever we've understood also, so the feeling might come in my heart that Allah is the one that is the guardian. Allah is the helper. Allah can do it. Allah does it like this. Allah can help. But how much you can think or perceive or understand that Allah will help, Allah will guard, Allah will protect. Wherever the mind will perceive to that extent, Allah is still beyond that. Allah can do much more than that still. So therefore, our yaqeen has to be beyond even what we can imagine. I might feel now this, Allah Ta'ala is, this is now too much. Oh, Allah has done enough. But Allah can do much more than that. It's beyond my comprehension also. That is why Surah Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encapsulates all these sifat. Allah Ta'ala says, Alhamdulillah. That all praise, no matter how much you can think of Allah, beyond that also, it still belongs to Allah. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of alameen, of the realms. Every realm, Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb. Allah is nurturing. Allah is sustaining. Allah is taking care of. Allah is guarding. Allah is helping. Allah is assisting. Everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a beautiful message also came that somebody mentioned. That when it comes to the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how beautifully the person mentions, فَإِن كُنْتَ حَامِدًا لِيَجْلِ الْكَمَالِ فَإِنَّهُ اللَّهُ. If you praise anyone because of perfection, it is Allah, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody has any perfection, that also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن كُنْتَ حَامِدًا لِلْإِحْسَانِ فَإِنَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. If you praise because of kindness, somebody was kind to you, so you praise him. So if you praise because of kindness and countless favors, then he is the Lord of the worlds. Then to all ihsan comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن كُنْتَ حَامِدًا لِلْرَجَاءِ فَإِنَّهُ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. If you praise out of hope, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most compassionate, the most merciful. وَإِن كُنْتَ حَامِدًا لِلْخَوْفِ. And if you praise out of fear, فَإِنَّهُ مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master of the day of judgment. So even if you praise someone because you fear him, then to remember Allah tabaraka ta'ala, he is the owner of the day of Qiyamah, so everything goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what it may be. So coming back to the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala is the al-wali, the guardian, the helper. Today we'll begin discussion on point number 4 in regards to Allah ta'ala being the helper, Allah ta'ala being the guardian. So we did different translations of Al-Wali. Among the translations of Al-Wali, we said Allah is a helper, Allah is a guardian. Another translation of Al-Wali that refers to a lover. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. One translation, Allah is a friend, Allah is a lover of those that believe in Him, Allah loves them. So Wali refers to a lover. Al-Wali is that being who loves his friends, assists them against their enemies, whether humans, carnal desires. That is why Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, we learned from Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib, that just become the friend of Allah. Become the friend of Allah. And from this ayat also, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would explain, Allah waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah says in Quran Sharif, Allah is the friend of those that have iman. What does it mean? Allah Ta'ala says, I'm already your friend. You have to accept me. Just put your hands, so to say, into my hand. Become my friend also. When a person will become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Al-Wali is that being who loves his friends, then Allah Ta'ala assists them against their enemies, with the humans' carnal desires also. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Ayat over here, third para. So Allah Ta'ala highlights this point over here. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the friend, the helper of those that have iman, and when they will make Allah Ta'ala their friend also, not nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan, aduwwun mubin, open enemy, is a clear enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوَّا. Allah Ta'ala says, take shaitan as your enemy, is that your friend? The only friend should be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala highlights in this ayat, that if you make Allah Ta'ala your friend, then the effect of that, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّرُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You won't have to fight your carnal desires. You won't have to fight your fears of falling into sin around you in your life. Allah says, I became your friend. But Allah Ta'ala's power of jazb and pull, Allah will pull you out of the sin. Just make the effort to become the friend of Allah. But sometimes in the path of suluk and the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Insan is created in haste. He wants it quickly. How come is that happening? How come is that happening? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, 13 years in Makkah Sharif. 13 long years in Makkah Mukarrama, and no permission to retaliate also. That is why how beautifully they explained that for 9 years, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum carried, so to say, this baby of deen. For 9 years. Not for 9 hours, or 9 days, or 9 weeks, or 9 months. Here, ulama say the hikmah and wisdom also, that why Allah Ta'ala, system is that a woman carries a child for 9 months. So 9 months, she goes through all different stages. And everything changes, her likings, her inclinations, her taste buds, and even her anatomy changes also. Her moods change also, all because of this one child. Because one baby is one fetus within her. Then the morning sickness, then the mood swings, and then the hot blushes and everything else. They're going to checkups all the time. Then it's a false call, etc. After 9 months now, when she's delivering at that time, that moment she says, no more children. This is it. Not having any more. That is why they say, better the husband is not there at that time. Because everything will come out on him. It's all your fault. But when Allah Ta'ala's sister, when she puts the child in her hands, she forgets everything. What love comes in that mother's heart. Subhanallah, recently we heard on Club of Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He said, who taught the mother to love like that? Who taught the mother to love like that? Who can match the love of that mother? He said, the one from where love is coming. So imagine how much he loves us. If he taught the mothers to love like that in that manner, so imagine the love of Allah Ta'ala for this makhluk. No matter what the child will do also, but when she holds the child to her bosom, she forgets everything. Now she, her whole life is changed. Her sleeping is secondary, her eating is secondary, her having a shower is secondary. First is the baby. Feed the baby first, change the baby first, put the baby to sleep first. Everything is one small human being takes over her entire life. And what she won't do for the child? With her life she'll protect that child. Why she can't do it for 9 months? She knows what she went through. Now, she will cherish the child. She won't let any harm come to the child. Child mustn't get hurt also. And how she clean the child, look after the child. In the same way, ulama explained, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu for 9 long years, not 9 months, 9 years, carried this baby of deen. Carried the baby of deen, and the amount of torture, the amount of persecution that they went through, but didn't leave it. Usually we have about Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he accepted Islam, and then how he told Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he'll march to the haram to perform salah. But then also he was persecuted. This narration comes in Hayatul Sahaba, that when the news went out of Umar bin Khattab's Islam, then he entered the haram, and they asked him. Then the revived narration says they all fell upon him, and he took all of them on. But he was overwhelmed. And they say from early morning to almost zawal time, they carried on beating him. They carried on beating him. Till he was finished, sitting on the floor, mob around him. Until a certain person, Makkah Mukarramah, came, and then they told the mob, do you know who you beating up? If his members of the family have to come, what will happen to you all? They all dispersed thereafter. Then the narration mentions also that after he accepted Islam, then he was sitting in his home, he didn't come out. Somebody came to visit him. Omar, why are you not coming out? Say, go and see outside. When they see outside, they see the entire valley full up, so to say, the street full up with people waiting to hit him and beat him up. Couldn't leave the house. So what qurbani he gave? So for 9 long years, Sahaba radiyallahu anhu gave qurbani and sacrifice to the extent they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, how much longer? How much longer now? Do we take a beating? We can't lift a finger also. We can't even retaliate. You can't say anything. The Nabi of Allah would tell them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Anbiya alayhim as-salam, messengers of before, they were put into trenches, holes were dug, they were put in there, they were cut in half with saws. Then claws were taken of steel and iron, and the skins were ripped apart from their flesh. This happened to Anbiya alayhim as-salam. You are my Sahaba. These are messengers of Allah, they give qurbani like this. Make sabr, make sabr. Be patient. For 9 years, be patient. And then finally they say, after those 3 years of being ostracized in that gorge of Abu Talib, finally they were released. They were released, and Nabi alayhi salatu salam at that time of his life needed all the support now. Within that year is called Amul Huzn, the year of depression, the year of grief. We're just being released from there. Nabi alayhi salam loses his uncle Abu Talib. Then his wife Khadijat al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Absolute low point of his life. Sahaba ikram also radiallahu anhu. So at that time Nabi alayhi salam thought, now I'll go to Taif. And there these people are noble people, they will assist me, they will take me in, give me asylum. Then he goes to Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Goes to Taif, and we know the incident of Taif. Everything turned against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was myself, any one of us will say, but I'm doing so much of ibadat. Why things aren't working out? What's happening? But I'm doing, I'm making dua, and I'm giving charity also, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. How come things aren't working out? Read the sirat and see. Qurbani has to be given. So Nabi of Allah was pelted, stoned. Street boys came after him, throwing stones at him. Finally he comes back to Makkah al-Mukarramah, 9th, 10th year of Nubuwat. Ashaba Ikram carried this for so long. Came complaining to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was at the lowest point of his life, so to say. Lowest point of his life, that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him to the highest point. Miraj took place thereafter. They took him direct to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the entire journey of Miraj. Called him unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and gave him the ultimate gift. The ultimate gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 5 times daily salah. All the qurbani of 9 years, I'm giving you and your sahaba an open check, an open forum to my court. They don't have to come to you anymore. Tell them 2 rakat salah, and directly they can talk to me. From then on, sahaba ikram, when they got salah, it was a coolness to them. Now all the problems are sorted out. Surely you understand, my dear, what is salah about? Then we won't miss it out. We'll hold on to it, our lives and our family members. And then we make the fikr and also the concern that those are missing out salah. How can they miss out namaz? What they are missing right now? And those of us that are reading salah also, when's the last time we read a salah of fear really? where the heart moved a bit. Before it was very common in the month of Ramadan, if in Haramain you will find it, that a person performs Salah, becomes humble all of a sudden, the tears begin to flow. So that kefir quality has to come into a person also. So for 9 long years Allah Ta'ala, the barakah of that Allah Ta'ala gave them Salah, directly taking from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave them the bounty of Salah, now they had open forum with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is a friend. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will take the person out from all his carnal desires. We can't do on our own. You have to understand this. We're all in a hurry. We start to get made very quickly. Get over all my bad habits. وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Nobody can purify himself. It's only the fazl of Allah. It's only the fazl and the grace of Allah that a person can, his heart become pure and clean. It's only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that will purify a person, but the person has to make the effort of tazkiyah, and the effort to purify himself is only Allah that can purify the person. And therefore a person makes the effort to make Allah Ta'ala his friend. I want to become the friend of Allah. I want to become the friend of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala by fulfilling the commands of Allah in the correct manner. Allah will make us his friends. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will remove a person directly with his qudrat, min al-zulumat, from darknesses. And different vices he's involved in, which he might be unaware of also, Allah will pull him out. Allah will, and how Allah will do it also. Here's one car guzari comes to mind some years ago. My brother sat for i'tikaf in Spine Road Masjid. Far from the masjid, he lost his job, so he sat in i'tikaf. Unfortunately, a person like myself would think now, he lost his job, nothing to do, so he came sat in i'tikaf. Free chow, free accommodation. What tawbah he made. Allah make us maaf now, we think now. Person came, he got nothing to do, so he came sat for i'tikaf. What he's talking to Allah Ta'ala in the dead of the night, we don't know. So the person came sat in i'tikaf. Then after i'tikaf, the local alim was speaking to him, brother, spend some time in the path of Allah. He made tawbah of his life, whatever he was involved in. And he got him ready for 4 months to go in the path of Allah. He said, I'm ready. But I got a problem. When we here also, I got a problem, but we think that, he needs some contribution now. He said, I got a problem. He said, I don't have a job. I said, no problem, turakat namaz. Turakat namaz, ask Allah. Maybe bring turakat namaz, ask Allah, and let's discuss, let's make mashwara. Mashwara may khair here. There's khair and barakat, goodness and barakat in mashwara. You don't have a job, I got debts also. Alright, so Maulana told him, take one page and write down whoever you owe money. So he gave him the page and he said, ending. A4 size page. First side was finished, he turned the page over. Turned the page over, that one got finished also. Then he brought it to Maulana, he said, Maulana, all these people. Man, how this happened? I was working for a company and I was a truck driver. So all those years I worked for a non-Muslim company. So all those CODs I picked up, cash on delivery, all the cash I put in my pocket, most of it. I never gave it to the bosses, the fellow never paid. Or something happened. So cash I took also, and how many truck batteries also I stole. Told the boss, night time, truck was parked at home, thieves came, stole the battery. I sold the batteries. So I owe the boss, I owe that one, I owe that one, I owe that one. Said, Turakat namaz, ask Allah to help you now. Once you finish, pay this off, then you can go performance. So he made dua to Allah. He made dua to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you take me out from this. I want to go into nur. يُخِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So he made the effort, only Allah will do it. He can't do it. He doesn't have the power and the strength. But what he can do is lift his hands. تُولَكَ صَلَاتُ الْحَجَةِ Ask Allah Ta'ala. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very quickly Allah Ta'ala opened the way, he got a job. He got a job, he started saving money. And that list of people he remembered, I picked up money from this shopkeeper, from that one, started going to them. So you know that time you gave me money, and this happened, that happened, so money I owe you. They were surprised. Since Muslim people are different. Actually he came after all these years. And the most amount was owed to his employer. So he had a lump sum finally. Then he went back to his employee, he says, all these years I stole from you, here's all the money for you. So what's this about? He says, no, I sat in the mosque, and I spoke to the Maulana in the mosque, and he says, I did the wrong thing, I should repent and change my life, and I should work and pay you back. He was so overwhelmed by his honesty now, he says that I really respect what you have done. Whatever you save there, you keep it. Allah's Qudrat, Allah's Qudrat, Allah's power, that money that he gave back to him was enough for his 4 months to come back. Was enough for him to go 4 months, leave for his family also. Allah Ta'ala took him out. How Allah will do it? And how many people saw this also? Allah Ta'ala did this. Allah Ta'ala pulled me out into nur. Now to maintain the friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an ongoing process that a person keeps it going. In the path of Allah, we have daily fikr, morning fikr, 2.5 hours, gush, shab guzari, Friday night program, 3 days a month. All this is carry on keeping the contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no other way to keep the contact, my dear brothers. We can't sit in our worldly pursuits and say, and I'm keeping my contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their worldly pursuits, even their wife is tired of it. Whole day in the shop, now you're playing paddle. Then Wednesday is something else. Friday night is something else. There is. So imagine, if she's getting tired, imagine Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But you say, no, I didn't forget you. But I need you at home. Allah ta'ala needs your time also. The wife can't handle it now. We can imagine from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what should be the reaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I'm there. It's a daily effort, daily intention for a person's tazkiyah. Till more, Allah Ta'ala, he say, Allah Ta'ala didn't make us to live. Allah Ta'ala made us to die. We have to go one day. But we're making the effort to live. We're not making the effort of moth. We're now planning to leave. And any time the dhikr can come, the tartib of coming into the world, the pattern to come into the world, we all know it. Great-grandfather, grandfather, father, myself, then my children. But the tartib and pattern sequence to leave the world is not like that. Anybody can go first. So coming back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who loves his friends, assists them against their enemies, whether humans, carnal desires, or any of those enemies which become a barrier in preparation for the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala takes care of them. Allah removes them. If you understand this, my dear brothers, then many answers to whatever objections or questions we have could be answered. If you see what's happening globally right now, where they've been Gaza also. They don't have a doubt, Allah is their wali. Allah is their wali. We think now that when a person is triumphant and victorious, so Allah Ta'ala's help came. Allah Ta'ala, yes, definitely. Help of Allah will come. But if you understand this point over here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a barrier in preparation, Allah removes his enemies and become a barrier for preparation of akhirat. What has happened to them? Now they prepare for akhirat. They've lost everything. And they're actually happy. We lost the entire family. They cry, but they're happy also. Became shaheed. Last week we heard the report of Mufti Farooq Ramadan. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What iman, what bravery Allah Ta'ala gave him in a Daffa in West Bank, where those settlers came in and wanted to get them out of their home. But man of iman, taqwa, knows the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, person who protects his wealth, protects his family, and in the line of duty, he gives his life, fahuwa shaheed, he's a shaheed. Protected his family, his home, his property, and he took on those militia, those settlers that came in. Disarmed one of them, got hold of the gun, and killed few of them also. Finally, they all came in, they killed him and entire family. When? Yomul Jumu'ah. They all got Jumu'ah. All got the day of Jumu'ah. So Allah removed the barriers and they prepared themselves for akhirat. Allah is their friend. You might say that for a Muslim, my dear brothers, this is ihdal husniyin, one of the two beautiful things. Either is shahadat, which is supreme and the highest, or victory. There's no loss. Either shahadat, the person who reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smiling, or a person will get victory in this world. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps the believers. No one can cause harm to that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists. The miracle of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is famous. Namrud wanted to burn him in the inferno. But by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fire could not harm him in the least. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhibited his power in a similar manner for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There the fire couldn't burn Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So here the author says it happened also in the time, or rather in this ummah also, on behalf of a pious personality. Abu Muslim Khawlani, rahimahullah. So they say the false claimant of Nubuwat, Aswad Anasi of Yemen, called for him and demanded that he should testify to his, that is Aswad's messengership. So he called Abu Muslim Khawlani and he told him, you should testify that I am the Nabi of Allah. So he called him. However, he refused to attest to any Nabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On hearing this, Aswad the imposter, the false Nabi, so to say, gathered an enormous amount of firewood and lit a huge fire. He then proceeded to throw Abu Muslim Khawlani rahimullah into the blazing fire. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rendered the fire harmless to him. What happened with the Nabi of Allah at that time? Allah exhibited this with the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Allah ta'ala became his friend. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam's title, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. So he became the friend of Allah. And the ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah ta'ala said, I am your friend. He was the friend of Allah. Allah says, I am your friend, the friend of the ummat. The people advised, so however Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rendered the fire harmless to him. And he emerged unscathed. The people advised Aswad Anasi not to trouble him any further. However, they also felt that if he remained there, he would cause a rebellion against Aswad. Therefore, Aswad should expel him. Heeding the advice, Aswad banished Abu Muslim Khulani, banished from Yemen. He proceeded to Madinatul Munawwara. When he reached Madina Munawwara, Abu Bakr Siddiq had already been appointed Khalifa after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On nearing Masjid al-Nabawi, he tied his camel and began performing salah behind a certain pillar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw him and inquired, where have you come from? He answered, from Yemen. Since the incident of a Muslim being thrown in the fire by Aswad Anasi and being saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and reached Medina Munawwara, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquired, what has happened to our friend whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's enemy, Aswad Anasi, placed in the fire, but he was not harmed? What's the news about him? So Abu Muslim Khawlani answered, this incident took place with a person by the name of Abdullah bin Thawb. So this was the title, Abu Muslim was this title. So he says, this happened to a person called Abdullah bin Thawb. So Umar radiallahu anhu asked, I asked you to take an oath, are you not that very same person? Abu Muslim answered, yes, I am that very same person. On hearing this, so Umar radiallahu anhu kissed his forehead, took him to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and remarked, all praises to Allah who has granted me the ability before my death to see that man who was dealt with like Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam. If Al-Wali decides to assist any person, even if a close family member or an influential person wishes to disgrace or destroy him, utilizing all his assets and resources, then to Al-Wali will crown him with honor, protection and respect. They should therefore never fear any creation. We see it, my dear brothers, as much as the propaganda is against the people of Gaza, but how Allah has put their love in the people of the heart around the world. Whether it be in the sports stadiums also, whether in the places of Batil also, everywhere you go, when it comes to the people of Gaza, Allah has put the love in the people's hands globally. We should only regard as our friend and assistant that one being who has no partner. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the help of any person, the person will not be perturbed by the insults and abuse of the creation. The person will be convinced that these insults cannot cause him any harm without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No human, jinn, magician or Satan can cause the slightest harm to anyone without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to attain the help of al-wali, to get the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wali. We must imbibe within ourselves those qualities for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised His assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, there's a few ayat that is mentioned, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That is because Allah is a helper, mawla. Allah is a helper of those who believe. This means that the Muslims will always be victorious, always. As we mentioned, either shahadat or victory. Even if they are unsuccessful in this world for a limited period, they will finally be successful. The success of the hereafter is obviously for the Muslims. Therefore, the Muslim will always remain successful. You also, subhanAllah, this few days ago, Hazrat had mentioned also, our Honorable Sheikh, our beloved Sheikh Muhammad al-Misab al-Barakatuh says, that once somebody asked Mawlana al-Hassan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, who was Amir of Tabligh, that Hazrat, what is the difference between a Muslim and Islam? Isn't it the same thing? It's a big difference. Islam is something and Muslim is something else. Then he explained. He said the person can be born in a home that has Islam, an Islamic home. But this doesn't mean he remain Muslim. He has to make an effort to remain a Muslim. And we see it also. As a person, sometimes, what's your background? You say, I'm Islam. You say, I'm Islam. And he said, I'm Islam. But the effort of Islam is to become a Muslim. Then Hazrat Ji mentioned, you can be born in an Islamic country also. In an Islamic country. Doesn't mean you remain Muslim. He said, you might think now you are Muslim, but you're not Muslim. Muslim is something else. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he gave everything to Allah. Completely. Then to Allah told him, O Ibrahim, aslim. Surrender, become Muslim completely. Surrender everything. Whether it will be your outer, whether it will be your inner. That is why they say that from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the greatest qurbani sacrifice Sahaba ikram made for the deen of Islam wasn't a physical qurbani. It was the qurbani of jazbat. The qurbani sacrifice of emotions. Emotional qurbani, which is not easy. That was the highest level of qurbani that Sahaba ikram gave because they had the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they were true Muslims, submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the Muslim will always remain successful. In the Battle of Uhud, the Kuffar raised the slogan of falsehood. They mentioned, Ughlu, Ughlu Habul, Ughlu Habul, may Hubul be exalted. They say, Ughlu Habul, Ughlu Habul. In answer to this, the Muslims proclaimed, Allahu A'la wa Ajal, Allah is the most exalted and great. Similarly, when the non-Muslim shouted out, Lana al-Uzza wa la Uzza lakum, for us is Uzza. Uzza was a idol. So they say, for us is Uzza, there's no Uzza for you. The Muslims proclaimed, Allahu Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. That Allah is our helper, there's no helper for you. So the Muslim always will be, have the upper hand. And here also ulama explain that when it comes to Islam, al-Islamu ya'lu wa la yu'la. Islam will always be exalted and have the upper hand. It will never be overpowered. Yes, outwardly it might seem in the world that Islam is now being dominated. So when they say Islam will always be dominating, doesn't refer to worldly domination necessarily. When it comes to Islam dominating all other religions, it means in proofs and burhan. Prove your religion. You're fighting for your religion, prove it. Where's your proof for it? They can't prove it. As a Muslim proof of Islam, subhanAllah, to prove Islam, Allah says, we have a science called in Sharia, Asma'ur Rijal, where we have the lives of men documented, almost 500,000 of narrators documented where they were born, where they passed away, by who they did the maktab, so to say, by who they did the hibs, how many ustaz they had, what type of memories they had, and the contemporaries, what they had to say about the certain alim, more than 500,000 narrators have been documented. So they say, bring the proof for Islam. Can you bring something like this? There was saint so and so, saint so and so, saint so and so. Who really wrote it down, you don't even know. But when it comes to proof of Islam, the Sharia is haqq and the truth, Islam will always dominate. That is why they don't discuss this, the authenticity of their religion. When it comes to the Jews also, there's a riwayat also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to Sahaba radiallahu anhu during the battle of Tabuk, if Allah ta'ala gives me the opportunity and the chance, I will take you to the place of the red hillocks. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, take me near Al-Quds, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, a stone throw away, and from there, Ya Allah, remove my ruh, my soul, and give me mut. So a person goes to Palestine, so an area where it's called Maqam Musa, and Musa is believed to be buried there. So even though the hillocks are red color. And they have this revived narration there, Bukhari Sharif, revived Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. So if he is buried there also, the Jews come there also. But now if they have to believe that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the nose will get cut also. And they have to believe him. So they can't believe Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so they don't believe in him, but they lost their Nabi also, don't know where he is buried. Hazrat says, on this point we are so fortunate. 110% yaqeen here, alhamdulillah, our Nabi of Allah is buried in Medina Munawwara. Because Allah Ta'ala gave the means, Allah take all of us, book the ticket, accommodation, overnight you send me before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What can beat that feeling? With the Jews, no matter what it is, they see how they even pray knocking the head on the wall. Allah Ta'ala gave us sajda. Such humiliation. So when it comes to the proofs of deen, deen in Islam will always be above all other religions. And when the Muslim will become a real Muslim and follow deen in Islam, Allah Ta'ala will give him the upper hand also, victory. Like in this sense of the people of Gaza, they may have not conquered the Jews, but they conquered the hearts of the world. Entire world. Then you think, Allah, how deen of Islam has become alive in the world? Look at the system of Allah. The whole world has come to know about Islam. And now they already said, and most of the disbelievers and non-believers that became Muslim were those that rejected Islam and were very, very staunch or very harsh against Islam. They started, began studying Islam and they got hidayat. Allah's system is like that. Umar bin Khattab, same thing also. And so many other Sahaba Ikram, Khalid bin Walid, against Islam, and Allah Ta'ala gave them hidayat. Allah Ta'ala gave us hidayat also, inshaAllah. You see the button in this kitab, inshaAllah. Let me make some zikr. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Reading from the kitab, the bayan of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Manazil al-Suluk, the different phases and the different stations in the journey and the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last time we mentioned about the aircon in the car. We were Malabur Hatsab Rahmatullah Ali, and they were traveling to Haramain, and it was very hot, so they told the driver to put on the aircon. But then to the car was very hot, so possibly somebody's window was open. Upon that, somebody's window was open, so the hot air was coming in. Upon this, as I mentioned, that a person can do all the amal of deen, but the window of sin is open, he will not get the full effect of it. You know, also, when you speak of taqwa, we all have this notion, by doing a lot of ibadah, the person is pious. By doing ibadah, he is pious. Piety and taqwa actually means not to do sin. That is taqwa. Person can do the basic faraiz and sunnats. Doesn't make guna, he's a wali of Allah. Allah will make him his friend. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah mentioned, a person all his life can do all the nawafil, all the faraiz and wajibat and sunan, but he has sin in his life, he'll never become the friend of Allah. But people regard him to be pious. But the person who refrains from sin, he'll become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll read a short paragraph from this kitab. The object of life. To one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, every particle of the universe becomes a means of guidance. When Allah Ta'ala gives hidayah to, then everything becomes a means of guidance for him. Whatever he sees, he takes some guidance from it. This is because the creator of the universe expands the universe, the entire universe, for his guidance. Whether he looks at the sky, whether he looks at the sand, subhanallah, Zakim Sahib Rahimullah, Allah's fazal and karam, when 1997, when for Hajj that time, when Azam Abdul Hamid Sahib Barakatuhu, and 1 week we went to the Khanka in Karachi. So every day after Fajr, Zakim Sahib used to go for a walk in the garden at the new Darul Ulum. So that morning, as the whole Qafla was walking, the whole group was walking, Zakim Sahib just stopped all of a sudden. And that was a lot of sand, and they were still building at that time. And then he turned to Abdul Hamid Sahib and he told him, he said, Morana, it makes such an effort on your heart, on your ruh, on your soul. And make this sand, meaning your body is made from clay and sand. He says, make this sand valuable before it turns to sand. Looking at sand, took lesson from there also. Before the sand goes back to sand, make the sand valuable. Put some taqwa, some iman, some amal in it before it goes back to sand. But it has to go back. And give it some value. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands the entire universe for his guidance. The object of life and the purpose of the universe is liya'budun, that to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ma'alusi rahmatul alayhi mufassir, commentator of Quran Sharif, made the tafsir of this word as liya'rifun, so that you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the entire universe, the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon, the mountains and the streams, all is for our nurturing. The universe is for the acquisition. The universe is for the acquisition, the increase, and finally the completion of our recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we see what has happened now. People of dunya, they are offering us dunya to make more dunya. We're supposed to be using dunya to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, how you made all this? As it explains it so beautifully also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't need any prototype, any sample to make anything. Allah created from Allah is Fatirus Samawati wal Ard. He was no prototype, no sample, no example. Allah is Al-Bari, Al-Fatir. That from the beginning, without any sabr, Allah Ta'ala made it. Whatever insan made is only a copycat of it. Whether it be the jets, the aeroplanes, Allah, they saw the birds. Aerodynamics and the rest of it. Whether it's submarine, then they also they saw the animal kingdom, the fish kingdom within the oceans, how they're swimming, how they do. So everything insan copied, and he copied, and he copied. Nothing is original. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala made this for us to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we see all these things, and you also, al-khayr wal-bighal, al-hamir, al-darkabuha, wa-zina, wa-yakhluqu ma la ta'lamun. Allah ta'ala made the khayl, wal-hamir, wal-bighal, the horse, and the donkey, and the mule, so that you may ride upon them, carry your goods upon them. Then Allah ta'ala said, wa-yakhluqu ma la ta'lamun. Allah will create such things which you have no knowledge of also. So Allah gave the basic examples that you can see, and I will make such things in the future which you can't perceive also, which you will use as transport. So then one little ayat, part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala encompasses every type of transport till Qiyamah. It's all from my treasury. So that insan will take the credit for it. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this we learn that Allah Ta'ala has created the entire universe, the heavens, the earth, the sun and the moon, the mountains and streams, all is for our nurturing. The universe is for the acquisition, the increase and finally the completion of our recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the object of the universe through the tongue of prophethood. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ وَإِنْ لَكُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. We have created the entire universe for you, while you we have created for the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala made us, we are material of Jannat, to go back to Jannat. And this of dunya has made it for us now to use it to reach our goal. Therefore every atom of the universe is a sign which leads you to us. The word alam, universe, is derived from the word alam, which means a sign. We call the universe alam because it's every particle is a sign showing the oneness, the grandeur, the creative power, the genius of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when you stay in the company of the pious, Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Thami rahmatullah alayh is mentioned, that somebody mentioned to him, Hazrat, I have heard that to stay in the company of a pious person is more virtuous than 100 years of nafil ibadat. Isn't that an exaggeration? To spend few moments in the company of a pious person is more virtuous and more benefiting, more beneficial than 100 years of nafil worship. Isn't that an exaggeration? So Hazrat replied after years of experience, he said, that's an understatement. I say that is better than 1,000 years, not 100,000 years. One moment, what he might tell you, you see in him, you get the marifat of Allah. But your only ibadat, you won't get it. But just one thing he might tell you, and how many things will open upon the heart. So Allah Ta'ala, give us that marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a point that had come to mind, it just slipped right now. When it comes to universe also, our honorable and beloved Shaykh Mahmoud Hamid Sahib mentioned to us also. Once Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi was traveling, so next to him was a professor or a scientist. So he began speaking. So he got to know that Mufti Shafi Sahib was an alim of deen. So he tackled him a bit and he told him, he says that your Muslims are dormant, you don't do much, you are not proactive. See what's happening in dunya, how much we have done, how much we have progressed when it comes to dunya. And you all say that Allah Ta'ala made dunya for you all. But we're using it, we've gone ahead. What have you all invented or something you all have done amazing out of this world? So Hazrat asked him, what have you all done? He says, well, with science and technology, we've reached the moon. We've reached the moon. What can you all do now? So Mufti Sahib smiled. He said, but only the moon. We reached only the moon. So he got surprised. He said, where you reach? He said, we reached the creator of the moon. We've reached the creator. Two rakat salah, we're already talking to the creator of the moon. So all this stopped, they finished. And your thought now, you went very far. You went beyond that. You know the creator who made the moon. So we recognize the creator of the moon. You're only still researching what the moon is about. Allah Ta'ala didn't make our life for that. So how they recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In every way, the moon, the sun, the stars. As it says also, that every morning take out some time and see Allah Ta'ala's documentary also. See Allah Ta'ala's documentary, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا. Imam said, ready the Fajr namaz. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, actually go see the sun outside. And how he brightens up the entire horizon. Everybody was asleep right now. The phones were off, children were asleep, the lights were off. It just became time now about sunrise and everything comes on. How did that happen? Who said they must wake up now? Allah's system. Allah Ta'ala took out that blazing ball of fire, the whole dunya woke up now with it. Allah said, look at my documentary. Who can do something like that? And when I want you to sleep and stop work, and I just take the sun away. Can anybody do that? Nobody. Allah Ta'ala wants it to continue the night and the day, Saramadan ila yawm al-qiyamah, forever till qiyamah. Who can take out the sun? Who can take out the moon? Nobody. But Hazrat said, we get so awestruck. We get so awestruck, now the car can speak to me. The phone can speak to me. Now there's AI and can interact and there's robots. This is what's so surprising about that? He's not going to recharge it, you know, in a digest now. So look at your 2-year-old granddaughter, your 3-year-old son. Look on doll she's running around, how she's talking, how she picks up what you are saying, how they comprehend, how they mimic you. See, so look at Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. How Allah Ta'ala has created human being, there's something to marvel at. But now insan, he sees computers and robots, they get, see Allah Ta'ala's robot, Allah's computer, how these things, how Allah nurtures it, Allah is Rabbul Alameen, Rabbul Nas. How Allah Ta'ala brings up the child slowly. That robot now sooner or later it becomes crap. Their phone also becomes crap. But this human being, Allah Ta'ala nurtures it till it becomes kamil and kamal to perfection. That the region slowly, so Allah Ta'ala nurtures it till it comes to completion and perfection. Allah Ta'ala give us the ma'rifat, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام هو كريم رحيم. الله يا الله grandest complete إصلاح وحاتم يا الله grandest your محبة your love your closeness in the love for رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله give us respect reverence every command of yours O كريم رحيم. الله give us the knowledge of every sunnah the love for every sunnah عمل upon every sunnah except us our household our families our children our resources O my الله our health wealth and time for the خدمة of sunnah in the world O my الله for our homes with sunnah our lives with the sunnah of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله keep us with عافية سلامة قبولية أمه الله all those that are sick grant them شفاء عاجل كامل مستمر all those in debt يا الله remove them يا الله save us from ربا يا الله save us from زنا أمه الله save us from the banks أمه الله give us plenty of حلال أمه الله we are too weak to be tested in any way أمه كريم رحيم الله يا الله save us from بيماريز and illnesses أمه الله يا الله give us هداية give our children هداية keep us upon صراط المستقيم يا الله give us حسن الخاتمة موت upon إيمان وسنسير توبة before موت أمه كريم رحيم الله make our دنيا ميكا وقبر ميكا وآخرة فرص أمه يا الله أمه إلى protect the Muslim أمه around the world in غزة in Sudan in Kashmir أمه يا الله in China every corner of the world أمه إلى protect the Muslim protect our مساجد our مكاتب in India and all the different places of the world أمه يا الله protect us protect our families أو إيمان أو تقوى أو أعمال أو قائد بليف سوما يالله يالله أول الشعائر يالله في الإسلام المساجد المكاتب دار العلوم يالله أو homes أو businesses أو vehicles أو lives سوما يالله make it only for you and only for you ما يالله accept it ما يالله give us سكون اطمئنان ما كريم رحيم الله أو ما كريم رحيم الله accept us for the خدمة of دين ما يالله give us sincerity give us humility humbleness ما يالله let the goal be آخرة اللي بدي يرضان your pleasure ما يالله يا الله give us sincerity make us humble O my الله save us from nifaq and hypocrisy O my الله give us true understanding of deen O Kareem Rahim Allah accept the ishtima that is going to take place O my الله make it a means of hidayat and khair and barakat O my الله for deen to become alive in every home in every corner of the world O my الله in every big and big home يا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله but penetrate every home every person's life every single human being يا الله with deen يا معرفة but recognize يا الله you وحده لا شريك له is the worthy worship besides you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept us with this khidmat, O May Allah. Accept the ishtima, O May Allah. Make it conducive, O May Allah. Environment conducive. The sadis, O May Allah. Give us the correct fikr, the correct intentions. The jamaats come on before, during and after, O May Allah. To every corner of the world, O Kareem Rahim Allah. There be only khair and barakat. That the weather be conducive and suitable, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O May Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah. Yalla, this day, jasa that will take place thereafter, O May Allah. Make it a means of islah and khair for the entire. يا أمة Allah told me, Ya Allah, keep the shade and shadow of our Allah's upon us for a long period of time with the afiyat, with the qabooliyat, Ya Allah, in the khidmat of deen, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, except from every one of us. Ya Allah, marhumin fulli qabar al-nur, raise them, forgive them. Ya Allah, make the qabar a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannat al-Fardaus, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save every ummati from adab al-qabar, O my Allah, from the punishment in the grave, O my Allah, from the punishment in the heat of the day of Qiyamah, from the fire of Jahannam, O my Allah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, keep us in your rahmat, in your mercy, in your barakat, and nusrat the entire ummah for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we thank you for all your namas and your bounties you have given us. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, we don't know how to thank you, my Allah, for the ni'mat of Iman, for the ni'mat of Islam, for the ni'mat of being, Ya Allah, your abd and your slaves, and being the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radina billahi ya rabba, wa bil islam, yina, wa bi sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa rasula. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, give us a heart of shukr, oh my Allah, tongues of gratitude, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah, to do, oh Allah, those actions that are pleasing to you in the correct manner. Ya Allah, guide our families to it. Ya Allah, our friends, our neighbors, our musallis, the entire ummah, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Just a reminder also, brothers, you shouldn't forget, next week will be our ishtima, inshallah. Yom Wasab starting from Saturday, 8, 9 and 10 in Peter Marisburg. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, inshallah, ishtima will take place, Mubarak gathering, where all of the amal that took place in Madinah Munawwar in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the same environment will be revived again, where da'wah will be taking place, talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be ibadat and zikr, ta'lim and ta'lum, learning and teaching, khidmat will be taking place. It's a beautiful environment. Who will come in there? They will benefit, inshallah. Let us make niyyah to go, spend the maximum time there. We shouldn't take these occasions just as granted. There will be too many ishtimas. Shouldn't be that you take it lightly, Allah takes it away from us. Many countries don't have this. They don't have qurbani, they cast out animals, they can't have ishtimas also. For us, it's freely open, alhamdulillah. Take full advantage of it. Give our full time to it. Alhamdulillah, dunya, as they say, give dunya 27 days in a month, give to dunya, 3 days give to Allah. Only 3 days. It's actually an insult when we say it. 27 days give to dunya, and 3 days in a month give to Allah. And on that Allah Ta'ala will give, فَلَهُ عَشْرُ مَثَالِهَا. Allah will times the 3 by 10, as if we give Allah Ta'ala 30 days. So Allah Ta'ala will give so much. So we've got the ishtima taking place, and thereafter the weekend after that of the Islahi Jalsa taking, so ishtima and Islahi Jalsa and Azadwal also, that also once a year, and then we might think also 2 weekends now, what are we going to do? Make the niyat. Allah Ta'ala, which is read now, Allah Ta'ala will help, Allah will assist. But we know, as it mentioned to us, that we go on a business trip, have to go, have to see the customers, the clients, oh, I'm a rep on the road, come knows he has to go. So I have to go also. I have to go in the path of Allah for me to bring deen back home. So we have to explain to them also, alhamdulillah, they're getting the holidays also, we're there with the children, taking care of them, whatever we can. So some of the taqazas will come. And the taqaza now, and Qurban, Allah Ta'ala will give hidayat, inshallah. So we put it out in the group. One is the ishtima taking place, take our cars, we can go in the bus also. But the istahi jalsa also, here we try to organize the bus. Or those that are flying, they can take the flight also. Those that are going by car, they can pull together, whether on Friday, whether on Saturday. And to go and sit, as you mentioned, just a few moments in the company of the pious. And Darul Mazabil, mashallah, from 1981-82. Our Honorable Sheikh, our Principal, Abdul Hamid Sahib is there from that time. 2 years spent in the path of Allah, 1 year Masturat also. If only we hear the karguzaris of their life, that's why they say that the biggest deception in deen is the simplicity of deen. Simplicity of the effort of da'wah, simplicity of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but what's behind them? How many years, where they haven't been in the world, who they haven't met, who they haven't addressed, and just to go sit by them, 60 years, 70 years of experience in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something very rare. And just not only sitting in the Darul Uloom, but involved in Darul Uloom, 12 years imamat, teaching maktab, teaching hifz also, and moving in the path of Allah, and establishing the khanqa and tasawwuf, and every branch of deen, alhamdulillah. Something very rare in one person. Allah Ta'ala has given us in the form of the personality of our Shaykh, alhamdulillah. So we take full advantage. bring our nephews, bring our sons also. See the Darul Ulum. When we were young one time, then we had an excursion one time from the Hipsters to Darul Newcastle. We were young that time, so when we saw the Darul Ulum, we fell in love with it. See, one day we're going to go here. Because they were playing football outside. And they had a gym. So one day we're going to go to Darul Ulum also. But we didn't realize we get caught something else in the Kitabs. But just seeing it, the heart got caught. What a nice place to be. So you don't know which youngster will get caught. I want to go to Darul Ulum also, become an alim of deen. And with the person who go on in life, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, subhanAllah. Astaghfirullah.